With your latest news, I'm Kirsten Lee Fuller. A 28-year-old is found guilty of attempted rape and multiple sexual offenses against a 13-year-old girl. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has more on the verdict in the case against Jason Preston McLean.
Justice Richards delivered the verdict on Tuesday afternoon, saying the victim's account was clear, consistent, and far more credible than Mr. McLean's denials. The convictions related to three incidences in 2023. In the first, on the 14th of February, McLean entered a bathroom while the girl was showering and indecently touched her. At around the time of Bata Banu, he invited her to perform sexual acts, and he performed sexual acts in front of her. The most serious offenses occurred in June when he touched her breast area and attempted to rape her. Mr. McLean denied all wrongdoing, claiming the girl lied to avoid being sent overseas. However, a witness he called contradicted him, telling the courts that he had confessed in July 2023 to asking the victim to engage with him sexually and begging for forgiveness. Justice Richards said this severely undermined his credibility, along with his implausible explanations about clothing mishaps and inconsistent timelines. The judge described the victim as articulate, honest, and reliable. She stressed that the girl's age and McLean's adulthood made the lack of consent indisputable. Jevy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
A teen is sent to the detention center after getting busted for drugs near Woodpecker Close in Georgetown. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the 18-year-old was arrested on possession and consumption of ganja, as well as possession with intent to supply, after he was stopped by officers on patrol Monday night around 9:30 p.m. The matter remains under investigation. In other news, MPs are heading back to Parliament this morning after another action-packed day of House business on Thursday. In addition to ministers answering several parliamentary questions and debating private members' motions, the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration also tabled and debated three financial services bills. MPs then passed those, as well as three others they debated on Wednesday, with all six getting third readings.
The Immigration Transition Amendment and Validation Bill, the Health Insurance Amendment Bill, the Health Insurance Commission Amendment Bill, the Virtual Asset Service Providers Amendment Bill, the Mutual Funds Amendment Bill, the Private Funds Amendment Bill has been read a third time and is passed.
Proceedings resume today at 10 a.m., which you can catch live on our sister station, Breeze 105.3 FM. After Parliament this evening, Cayman will see the official launch of the Cayman branch of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians, and more than 300 local women are expected to attend tonight's event at the House of Parliament. A portion of Fort Street in front of Parliament will be closed today from 1 to 9 p.m. to facilitate the event. And Cayman's brightest young musicians took center stage at the 18th Annual Young Musician of the Year Award Ceremony. CIDTV's Levita Thompson reports.
Eight outstanding student musicians competed this year, each bringing remarkable skill and passion to their performance. Taking the top title was Alexa Valencia of St. Ignatius Catholic School and Spark School of Performing Arts, whose piano performance earned her the 2026 crown. Runner-up honors went to Charlotte Gotar, representing UCCI and the K-Musica Starlight Program, for a captivating flute performance. The annual competition continues to be a powerful platform celebrating musical excellence across the Cayman Islands. For more information, follow DES Cayman on Instagram.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Israel and the US have continued their attacks on Tehran and other cities across Iran. As the war enters its seventh day, the Iranian Red Crescent says over 1,000 people have been killed in the bombing campaign. Israel's armed forces have intensified the bombing campaign in Lebanon with airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs, a stronghold of Hezbollah. The Israeli military says it's hit a command center and a drone depot. Iran says it's targeted US bases in Kuwait with drones and has vowed to continue its fight back. Earlier, explosions were heard over Tel Aviv as the Israeli military said it had detected Iranian missiles and was working to intercept them. Qatar has warned that the US-Israeli war against Iran could bring down the economies of the world. The energy minister said he expected all energy producers in the Gulf region to shut down exports within weeks. BBC News.